Nothing happened inside. So we know that people are never going to relinquish power voluntarily.
Absolutely.
That's never going to happen.
That's true.
So therefore, I don't care how much pride and pleading, I don't care how much insight you give these people, they're not going to give up what they got without a struggle. And we understand that the only time changes come about is through a struggle.
Yes.
And if you ain't ready to struggle, then ain't nothing going to change.
You got that right. I'm in total agreement with you there.
All right.
But I do believe that you need people on both sides. You know, you need somebody inside the system that understands how the system works, and you need the agitators outside pushing the power structure, because you're absolutely right. Nobody gives up power without a fight.
Well, Joanne, the thing about it is that this system, capitalism, denotes that in order for somebody to succeed in this system, somebody got to be exploited. It's just the way the system's set up. So once people get inside, they get co-opted, they get marginalized or eliminated. So I see that. That's a historical fact. So how are you going to change something once you're inside?
Well, because you don't have to get corrupted inside. I mean, I can give you, I could actually give you examples of people who corrupted after the fact, but I could also give you examples of people who are the same people they were, are still fighting for the same causes they were fighting for, who are now part of the system.
Well, you know, if Jesse Jackson got corrupted, I mean, he's part of it now. That's why he's allowed to do what he do. Malcolm X wasn't a part of it, and he got eliminated. I understand, Joanne, that myself, I don't think that you can work within the system to change anything, because, first of all, the system here is self-perpetuating. You got to do some things, man. You got to change some fundamental things, man, to bring about some changes. If you just inside the system thinking you're going to change that, then you just hold, like the little boy with his thumb in the dike.
Right.
Holding back, and it ain't nothing gonna happen. I'm just trying to say, if you guys really want to change things, man, then first of all, you got to change your thinking.
Well, this is a longer conversation that we need to
have. That's all right. I didn't want to.
Okay, no worries.
I just wanted to spoon feed you this morning. I didn't want to drop a lot on you.
Okay. All right. Well,
all right, bye.
Have a good day. Thank you. Okay. Me and this gentleman will continue to agree to disagree, but that's perfectly okay. Good morning, caller. Welcome to K-Boo.
Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
And, I just want to just say I really appreciate that caller's perspective. I think he has a deep insight that could be part of a much longer conversation, maybe one morning, because he's
been calling
now for a little over a year, and I just want to let him know that he's not the only one who sees this, and it's really not a black and versus white or Republican versus Democrat issue. It's just there are some people who are favored, and it's obvious to anybody that's been paying attention that the system is set up to favor a certain class, and that really is the mega wealthy.
You know, you're right, but I mean, let's use the city of Portland as an example real quickly. The city of Portland, I mean, that's why when the city council passed the voter-owned election system, who's trying to repeal it? It's the people that already have the power. It's the Pacific Powers. It's the it's the PGE. It's the U.S. West. It's the folks who already now have the ability to buy politicians, right?
That's true. They
want it to be gone. But if we weren't fighting from outside the system to make that change happen and fighting within the system with like-minded people who are currently in elected office, the voter-owned election would have never passed. Right now, though, the powers that be want to frame the argument, whereas we're giving politicians money rather than hiring police officers. That's a false argument, because they are not concerned about police officers on the street. What they're concerned about, they're going to lose influence if you can give $5 to a candidate and have as much influence as them when they were given a lot more.
Sure.
So thank you, but yeah, we're going to have a longer conversation about that.
Well, it's all relevant. I wanted to bring up a point. I don't know if you watched C-SPAN this morning.
Not this morning, no.
Well, okay. Our Congress is considering a bill at this very moment in which they are likely to pass to give another $56 billion in tax cuts to the already
filthy
one
rich.
Half of 1% of this nation that is filthy rich. This is on top of I think, something close to another $300 billion additional dollars in tax cuts they've already given this in the last 2 years.
And this is what the one they're trying to make permanent, this $56 billion.
Yes. And so I think that this really illustrates a point. And you had a caller, a few callers back, that was kind of pointing fingers that cable listeners, you know, that we're all against corporations and Christians and Republicans and whatnot.
Right.
And I really think that all of us would be better served if we just take off, if we need to look at things in a very pragmatic and a very realistic situation. The bottom line is, collectively, our nation is in $8 trillion in debt.
Right.
And it is growing at an amount of approximately $300 billion a year. That's about a third of a trillion a year. When this administration, let's just call it the administration, who cares whether they're Republicans or Democrats, it doesn't make any difference at this point. When this administration took over, our nation was almost $4 trillion in debt, and it had projected surpluses to pay that off by the year 2010.
Yes.
Since this administration has taken over office, they have increased our total debt by it's doubled. Every man, woman, and child for the next three generations is going to be saddled with an additional $27,000 in debt. Yet, if you look at who is paying, what has happened in the last 8 years, and even in the Clinton administration to some degree.
We're going to run out of time, sir.
Well, the bottom line is the working class are having to pay an ever greater portion of this burden.
Yes.
And this is just another way for them to create an indentured servitude and a slavery class, if you will, among all of us. It's black, white. It's all about keeping these people in the seats of privilege that have money, where they make money by just owning money. And
yes,
that's what they talk about this owner class. And this needs to be talked about in great detail. And I hope we could have a show and discussion on this soon.
We're going to do that at the first of the year. Thank you so much for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we got another caller. If you got 30 seconds or less, we can get you in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a KBOO listener and supporter. And listening to a fellow a few calls back where he was quite angry with the KBOO station and listeners, I wanted to say something to him and all those on his side of the aisle. I'm a very much a left-leaning person. There are a lot of things I hear on KBOO that I don't like that are very leftist, but I think it's really good to have more conversation from people who are over on the right side coming into KBOO, and please be articulate and prepared and present your argument. That provides a greater balance.
Yes.
And in our representative democracy, we need those conversations from all sides.
Yes, we do.
And as a leftist listener, I want to make a point to those.
I'm sorry. We got to go. I'm out of time.
Great.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Call next week.
Okay, will do.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to be here with you this morning. You've been listening to Voices from the Edge. I am Joanne Bowman. We have a couple of more weeks of Alan Graf before he takes off for other lands. But it has been my pleasure to be here with you today, and we'll be back next week. Same time, same station, same channel. Have a fabulous day. Next week, same time, same place.